Hello, welcome back to another episode of Party of Apes. This time, a little special something for you. Again, we did a live show in Red Tree Theatre. So this is going to be a two-parter. You'll run down this is the second part. You can probably tell that by the title. So we recorded this live in front of a wonderful audience that came along. If you didn't come along, we've got more shows coming up. Yeah, stay tuned for that. Quick little shout out to Josh. He was our lovely tech person for the night. And he got on ChatGPT and made images as we were improvising. We didn't plan it, but every now and then you'll hear us reference on a screen that we had no idea were coming, and neither did the audience. So it was very exciting, very fun. Check the description or our socials if you want to have a look at the slideshow of that. And it's going to be there anyway, so you know, might as well have a look at it. It was a fun time. But without further ado,
please welcome back to the stage, whether they're ready or not, the Party of Apes.
Surprise.
Thank you, everybody, for coming back.
You guys came back.
You guys are still here.
Look at your blankets up there.
You guys snuggle.
Do you live in a tent, Thomas? Shut the door behind you.
Are you someone else coming?
All right.
Calling you out by name.
Hi, Dad.
Thank you, Rose.
Like everyone came back for part two.
Oh, that's amazing. That's very good. Very good.
Very good. How was everyone's break?
Yeah, you guys like that?
Oh, I got some snackies.
Good nibbles and dribbles.
We're going to jump back into the story, but just to prove to you that we haven't been planning things, we're going to throw...
if that wasn't clear already.
Yeah, if that wasn't clear. We're going to throw some bolts into the cogs of our minds.
This will be the second part of the podcast, so we'll probably release this at a second time, so it's only fair that we have a second special guest.
So,
who wants to be a special guest on the podcast? Rose?
Get up here.
Come on, guys.
Welcome.
You are being recorded. We're going to double your cheers and stuff. It's going to sound like there was a huge audience. It's going to be amazing.
Is that pure gold that you're wearing? Is that pure gold?
Is it real?
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Amazing.
Whoa.
Are you talking about a luxurious skirt?
Yeah.
How do you think skirts are made?
Pure gold.
You hammer it out
really
real
heavy
thin.
Yeah.
Everyone, this is Rose. Rose and I did a show last year together with Gabby as well. Everyone say hello, Rose.
Hello, Rose.
How are you?
Hey, Rose.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Do you listen to the podcast, Rose?
I do listen to the podcast.
Good on
you. Up to date with the podcast?
I am mostly up to date. That's good enough for me.
That's better than most. What's your favorite character so far?
Oh, the crab. Just
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's me.
There's a magical grab. Yeah.
In a reoccurring character in the podcast, Matt had this horrific story about how he was taking a piss in a cave and then decided to be a crab.
Why not?
And
you know when you pee in just public places, right? And we've all been there.
Like a drunk Marc Maron stand-up routine. You know.
Yeah, and I was peeing, and then I was like, this is a great place to just, like, run around like a crab and scream, I'm a crab. And then I did that, and then I was walking out, and there was two ladies walking in, and they looked at me. It was very weird. From that, we had an episode about a magical wish-granting crab.
Named King Crab, he grants wishes, and he's made an appearance in 5 episodes. And he's been,
remember that?
Yeah. We're writing a book of lore.
There's a lot of episodes. We rely on him a lot because when you have a crab that grants wishes, it means you can do anything. So it becomes a very easy plot point to just fall back on for lazy.
Can you give us some
improvisers? Enough about us. Thank you for coming up, Rose. Rose, what do you do?
I'm a student and I also work as a horse riding instructor.
Horse riding.
One of those.
Do you instruct the people or the horses?
Do I what? Sorry?
Do you instruct the people or the horses?
Usually the people, but sometimes the horses.
Oh. What's worse, the people or the horses?
The people.
Yeah.
Says ruder things, the people or the horses?
The people, for sure. Wow. Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Do you speak to horses, Matt?
No, just like I know people that talk to horses and they usually have some like they really up themselves and that sort of thing.
But I feel like horse, like... I don't want to say that you're a horse person.
Are you calling Rose up? She's come up on
stage. No, the horses are up themselves.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. What's your favourite part about your job, looking after horses?
just the connection with them, you know? They're better than people, so I like that about them.
Yeah. I'm
okay, sorry we're not horses.
No.
Yes.
Matt called me out for doing this a lot. Where occasionally someone will say something. Oh, wow. Occasionally someone will say something and I somehow manage to take it back to Lord of the Rings or Tolkien. Apparently it's something that I'm really bad at, and I'm very much struggling not to bring this to Lord of the Rings because there's so many good horse stories about it. And I won't.
Just did.
What? Yeah, you just did.
No, this isn't the Scott show. We've got a special guest here. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say about, yeah, Viggo Mortensen's a big...
Oh, is that how he kicked the horse and broke his leg?
No, he didn't kick a horse. No, Viggo Mortensen is a beautiful man, and he...
We'll go back to Rose, please.
He's a beautiful man. He played Aragorn, and he has a special connection with his horse, like his character. And so we knew that he'd have to be very close to the horse, so he personally took care of the horse. In fact, he would even stay in the stables on stormy night to make sure the horse would be calm. And he loved the horse so much that after the filming was wrapped, he bought the horse, and now the horse lives on his own farm. He's a beautiful, beautiful man. Horses are great. Anyway, speaking of beautiful people, what is the worst person you've had to deal with when it comes to being a horse instructor?
Listen, I got a few, but there was this one little girl, and so little kids, they like to fabricate their stories. This little girl, so she's ridden a few times, and I put her on this little pony. We're trotting along, and then she's like, you know what? I've jumped 2 meters. And I went, have you now? Have you? She's like, yeah, I jumped that and that and that. She's pointing to these really, really large jumps. And so I'm like...
And on the horse, yeah. not by herself.
Oh,
yeah. I was thinking about doing some high jump.
It was, yeah, so, and I was like, oh, okay, so let's see how high you can jump. I don't know. My boss wasn't there, so I was like, I'll just put a little jump up. So we got a little jump, and I'm like, okay, you go jump that. And, manages to fall off, so that wasn't great.
Did you trip the horse over though?
Just be like, this I did, I'm show. Sorry. That's
the,
yeah.
Would you talk into the horse? Did you take the horse aside and be like, now listen, this little bitch reckons she can jump 2 meters. You're going to have to humiliate her.
I mean, the horse himself, he's not the nicest one, so I was kind of like the little pair there, you know? Yeah.
You saw her, you're like, this is perfect. This is a match made. That's so cute.
Look at that little psychopath.
Anyone else got any questions about a horse? Whereabouts do you do your horse instructing?
In Terrigal at Outlook.
So if anyone wants any horse...
No, we're not sponsored.
We need money, Matt. Okay, so that's your... What's your...
Oh, he's gone.
Bring out the crowd.
Yay! Yay, we have...
That's me.
Is that a bathroom sink?
Yes, yeah. It is. I was hoping you're going to use that later, but now I'm really sad that it's been revealed too soon.
Yeah, interesting. Back to Rose. What got you into horses? Like, what makes you love horses?
Well, I grew up on a sheep farm.
Oh, that makes sense then.
What's that supposed to mean?
Sheep are small horses.
Especially we all when know you're quite young, like me, like my look. So I was like, okay.
I like sheep.
Just having ponies on the farm. That was about it.
Wow.
You just formed like a connection with them, and you're like, this, they're better than people.
Basically, yeah.
And, like, why are they better than people, though?
They don't talk back.
Yeah, you like what you're doing, Gabby. Asking questions to our special guest.
Exhibit A. Gabby's a good human. There's a couple humans on my list, you know?
Wow.
But, yeah.
Hey, Scott, just a question about Lord of the Rings real quick.
Yeah, anytime. Sorry, Rose.
Who bought the... Back to you. Who... Did anyone buy the Hobbits and take them home afterwards? Or were they, like, set free or put on a farm? What?
I hate you so much. You know Hobbits aren't real.
They're still in Hobbiton, you know? Free-range, like, Hobbits.
Free-range Hobbits.
Jesus. Thank you. Any more questions for Rose? Anyone?
How high can you jump?
I jumped a metre 10. That was, I did fall over afterwards.
But so that's not
jumped 2 meters.
Yeah, so that's not as good as that little girl.
No.
So you were just jealous of that little girl and sabotaged her.
I did. I'm sorry.
Wow. Actually, I am genuinely curious. Does it depend on the horse? How much control does the rider have about how high the horse jumps?
Well, it depends on the height of the horse. And it's also just depending on if the horse wants to do the jump. Because if they don't want to, they'll just stop before the jump and you'll go over the horse won't, basically.
So it's not like you do the jump. It's kind of the horse just jumps and you need to hold on.
Yeah, so it might be the worst thing to brag about.
Yeah.
Basically, the horse jumps and you have to, like, hope that you've, you know, you're in the right position to get over the jump, basically. Yeah.
Okay.
A bit of technique. Like on top of the horse would be the right position.
Right position. Yeah. Are you a trainer?
No, I dabble. I looked at a horse.
Well, thank you, Rose. That was very good. Does anyone else have questions for Rose? What about horses? Anyone like horses?
Can you ride sheep?
I have.
No, that's a bad setup for a Kiwi joke. Yeah.
Hey! Oh, gross. Thank you so much, Rose. Everyone give Rose a round of applause. Rose is a long-time listener of the podcast, and we thank you for your support and thank you for bringing a friend.
Yeah, that's the Rose. If you've ever listened to the podcast,
Rose,
you might know.
Yeah,
because we have an email address, and everyone can send emails to us to podcast@partyofapes.com.
If you have any ideas or you have any stories or questions, what was that?
We put a question mark in the chip thing.
Yeah, we did.
Did anyone see like the promo code?
Did anybody use those chips question mark?
Did you? So we made a joke in the podcast where it was like, okay, like we'll have like a promo code and it'll be apes. Exclamation mark. And you get $20 tickets. So those of you who used it, well done. We also made a joke that was like, if you use the promo code CHIMPS with a question mark, you get double price tickets for $50. And it was like, haha, real funny. And then we spoke to Josh, and Josh actually put that promo code on the website. So
I'd like to point out they spoke to me at like 1 a.m. about this.
Yeah, I was probably drunk or tired from work. I was like, Josh, can you do this? It'll be really funny. And it did. Did anyone buy the $50 tickets, Josh? Yeah. But thank you, Rose. We're going to now take your story and somehow work that into this crazy story. Speaking of, last time on Apes on the Airwaves.
Down the street pours a great torrent of water.
Ah, water. It's scary. It's bystanders.
Oh my god, I'm going to lose my job. I only just became a priest and started doing these things.
Master, what do we do with her now?
Question mark.
Ah.
We've done it. We've found the right paint.
Now, only 99 more to go.
On the address!
On the address! Will the detectives get hold of the case? What will happen to the mark that the question mark killer is after? And how will a horse feature into this story? Find out on this episode of Apes on the Airwaves. The detectives are sitting down having coffee, trying to figure out what to do from here. Sir, I feel like this is beyond our pay grade. We have to
pay grave.
Pay grade.
You said grave.
I know. And I think we have to bring in the horse whisperer.
To interview the horses that were around.
Yes, yeah. There were lots of horses around the funeral, which we haven't really addressed.
True, and that office did sell space to a horse jumping company.
Exactly. We need to bring in the horse whisperer who's helped solve many, many cases.
Call him or her, whoever it is. Call one of them.
He pulls out his phone, dials a number, and waits for someone to pick up.
Have they answered yet?
No, I think they're deciding who the horse whisperer is.
Hello?
Horse whisperer?
Yes.
We have a case that we just cannot solve.
Hmm.
So, what do you want me to do about it?
I want... Well, you've solved so many cases before. Please, can you come into the city? I know you hate people so much.
I hate people and I hate the city.
I know. But we need you in this one.
Okay. I'm on my way, but it's a long way from Terrickle.
This case is rests entirely on your shoulders.
Hey,
that's
sorry.
A lot of responsibility.
Sorry. I don't know the context of this because you don't have it on speaker, but I mean, I still factor into this case. It's not entirely on her shoulders.
But this case has been going on for days and we haven't made any headway.
Days isn't bad for a case like
this. Days is terrible. I will solve it within hours.
We shall meet you at the coffee shop.
Which coffee shop? It's a city. There's many.
What coffee shop we have?
I believe it's called the Glue Hoof.
The Glue Hoof.
That is horribly offensive. I hate people. I'll be there in a minute.
We skip forward in time where the horse whisperer rides into town on a beautiful horse, jumps a full 2 meters over a car, and lands near the Glue Hoof. Oh, you made it here in so much time.
Yes, thank God I was in the right position. Thank God.
Excuse me, you're not meant to bring horses in here?
No!
That's really sad. What
AI's gone too far.
Trust me, I don't want to be here. It's very offensive.
No!
Shh. It's okay. No. She knows what you've done. And she's very displeased. Calm down, Sugar Cube. Sugar Cube. You put that flower down, Sugar Cube. Give me sugar. Sugar Cube. I will give you sugar if you behave.
Sugar first.
You're making me feel embarrassed and belittled. These are my new workmates.
They're horrible and stinky.
I know, they're human.
Okay, I will be good.
Thank you, Sugar Cube. I love you.
She starts kissing the horse. See, I told you she's the best.
Well, so this is a... She's
a horse.
She's a horse, and she whispers to other horses.
Yes, so I whisper to her, and she.
Oh, you're the horse whisperer. I thought it was the horse whisperer.
No, I am the horse whisperer.
This is why we need you. Our detective's not very bright.
Hopeless.
Hey, I might not be bright, but I am a little hungover, so.
So tell me everything you know about the case.
So, just last week. Someone went missing from a office building and all that was left was a question mark. And their body was found in a drain.
What?
Oh, it's kind of messed up that then their body was put back into a drain for the...
Yeah. It's the circle of life. From the drain to the drain.
Was there any evidence?
None.
Yes, there was.
Was there?
There's a big question mark.
Well,
that,
I mean, apart from the big
question. And there was the paint thing, and we went to Bunnings.
Oh, yeah.
Found out where the guy lives and that his name is Mark. We have everything we need to get him.
But we haven't got him yet.
We just haven't bothered to go there for some reason.
So you needed a ride? Is that it?
Yeah. My car's in the shop.
We're both very drunk, and we cannot drive. We need to get to this location. And we thought, who better than the horse whisperer? Because you don't need a license for a horse.
Yes! I think you do it to ride a horse in the city.
That can't be right. We're cops, we'd know. And we're not true. Pretty sure it's not true.
Well, I trust you, your legal know-how. Okay, but only one of you can get on with me.
This is Pepper Rock.
Should we just go by weight?
Whoa! It's a dangerous game.
Maybe scissors, paper, rock is the best way.
Maybe I need to walk is what you're saying.
Maybe we'll meet you there.
Dick, I'm getting an Uber. They still exist.
This is why you've put on so much weight. It's a couple of blocks down the road. You could easily walk there.
Fine.
In 28 Oxford Street, on the very top level, there's a dark and blank room with white walls and a tiny desk. And Denise... was it Denise?
Candace. No, Candace.
Candace.
Denise?
Not Denise. Candace.
Denise is the name of the horse whisperer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yes. Sir. So Candace is in the room by herself, locked up, tied to the blank wall. Somehow, when the question mark killer walks through the door. question mark.
What do you want with me?
Question mark.
Who is Mark?
Question mark.
I don't know why you're asking. What are you asking? Are you telling me? Or are you ask? What's going
do
on?
Do not question Mark.
What?
I question you.
What?
You should be dead.
What?
But I spared you. Question mark.
Why did you do that?
Question mark.
No, but why did you do that?
Question mark.
Yeah, exactly. Why did you do that?
Figure it out.
What?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Who is Barry to you?
Barry?
Do you know a Barry?
I know a Barry.
Which Barry do you know?
Well, actually, I know two Barrys.
Tell me about both of them.
Okay. So one Barry, he works downstairs. He HR, bit of a nasty dude. He seems to sort of have it out for the whole office, really. And the other Barry is my dry cleaner. So
question mark minion.
Yes.
And the killer just ducks outside for a moment to chat to his minion.
Did you hear what he said?
Holding your coat makes me think that, like, she's hiding in your coat.
I'm in.
Like, minion.
Minion.
Manual conversation under your coat.
Minion pops her head out from the collar. What is it? What, sir? Did you hear what she said?
Yes. So I have two Barrys which we can go and find. One Barry is very suspicious and I think is our client. He's a dry cleaner.
What? Master, I was lost. I couldn't help but overhear, Master. But I think maybe that
a dry cleaner wants to clean out all of the people of the office so that they can have...
But didn't she say that the other one worked in HR and had it out for the whole company?
Ironing files?
What is B-I-Y nasty?
Be nasty.
Be nasty.
The two berries.
So what you were saying, Minion?
Sorry, I got sidetracked. What were you saying?
I was saying that the dry cleaner Barry is probably our client.
No. Sir, I don't want to question your excellency, but I question Mark. I think it might be the other Barry.
Okay. I'll get more information.
Okay.
But we must find who this Barry is, because he's giving us so much business. And that's a good thing.
It's a great thing, sir.
So I want to go thank him personally.
It's a great thing, sir.
Yes. So I'm not going to kill the person you asked me to, so that I can figure out who he is and go thank him.
Well, send him a basket, sir.
Yes.
Excuse me. Sorry, I'm here to repair the lights. Why don't you just, like, invite them both to the same place and then figure it out that way? Save you.
Both Barrys?
Yeah, both Barrys. Just, like, invite them both over.
A brilliant idea.
We zoom over to the edge of town where the end of this pipe that runs all of the dead people out of town ends. There's a pile of people, just bodies stacking up on top of each other. And all of a sudden, Nick hits the bodies with a thumb.
Oh, no. Wake up, everybody. Come on. This morning
time
for work. As
he says this, a figure starts walking over to him. He squints his eyes, opens them, and sees Barry from HR.
Hi.
Hello, Barry. Nick.
Hello, Barry, Nick.
Fuck, I was meant to give away my name. That's what this whole hood was for. Oh, I've stuffed it up. Yes, it's me. It's Barry.
Hey, Barry. How you doing, man?
You weren't meant to be the one.
To what?
Candace was meant to be next, and then it was meant to be you. The question mark here is clearly stuffed up.
Jesus! Wait, the question mark killer didn't kill me though, because I'm alive.
This is true. He's done a terrible job of even doing that.
Yeah, but he didn't even do it. I fell in the hole.
You are.
Why did you know that I'd be here?
Because the question mark killer said that he would take care of him in the drainpipe at the funeral, and I was going to get here so I could look at Candace's dead face and be happy.
What the hell, man? That seems like it goes against HR policy.
Do you know what goes against HR policy?
Yeah, saying you want people to die.
Your entire floor goes against HR policy.
Why?
What do you mean, why? You frequently leave work as a group to get drunk. That CEO...
Hey. We get drunk at work.
That as well. That is also part of it.
You're just mad because you weren't invited to the fire escape party.
That too. Also very dangerous.
You're just mad because you weren't invited to the big bonfire we had in the office.
There was a bonfire in the office?
Big bonfire is cool.
It's not cool. Do you know how many complaints from your floor alone I get daily?
No, that's not my job.
It's a lot, Nick. A lot of them are about you. And I was working my way through the floor, one by one, and I was going to leave you to the last, you hateful scumbag of a human.
If I was the biggest problem, why leave me to last?
So then I would bring you here and show you. Hang on.
Okay.
No, there's a good reason for this.
Okay.
If you're last... Then you look at all the people that were killed by me because of you, because of how much of a scumbag you are, and the last thing you feel before you die is guilt.
I don't care about any of these people. I openly say it. I don't like any of them. I just work there, man.
But if you feast your eyes on the action, the repercussions of your actions, maybe there will be a change in you before you bite the bullet.
Look. Speaking of biting, do you have any nibbles or dribbles? I'm hungry. I think that's your trumpet.
That's my cell phone. I like jazz, okay?
It's cool, man.
Hello?
Hello.
Not you!
Close my eyes.
Question mark.
Oh, it's you.
Question mark.
You know where I am?
Ooh, question mark.
I'm at the end of the drain where I was expecting to meet a dead Candace. And instead I have one very alive Nick.
Hello. Can you say hi for me? I don't know.
Nick says hi.
Yeah. Surprise. I actually wanted to invite you over personally to my place right now.
Doesn't that break the rules of conduct when it comes to killer and client?
Oh, you're talking about breaking rules, HR boy. You're just trying to kill people and stuff.
I just wanted to personally invite you to my place to thank you for all of... the business you have given me.
You were a very confusing man.
Question mark.
No, you can't hide everything in question marks.
Ooh, question mark.
I'll come to your place. I will come to your place and I will show you what a pathetic killer you really are.
Question mark.
And I'm bringing Nick.
Hell yeah, baby.
Sorry. Okay. What will happen? Will the killer be killed by
quite
Barry. Will the horse whisperer get to the bottom of the case? Will the detectives stop fighting and calling each other fat? Find out after this break.
I like that.
Every 100 years, a person is born. And every year in between then, people are also born. But every now and then, a person is born with the personality of a horse. They don't make the noise, it's just the personality. It's not a
horse.
So if you're in possession, if you're parenting a horse child, send them along to the Equestrian Children's
Equestrian Children's Association.
My wife and I, we struggled. We had this kid who just kept eating hay and trying to do bigger and bigger jumps, and we didn't know what to do.
But with the help of the Equestrian
Children's Association,
they've never been better. They are thriving under their tutelage.
Jumping 2 meters and 1.5 meters as well. And they're so athletic and just lovely kids now, better than humans.
That's right. This thruple parentship is very proud of our horse girl.
Well, hey, I don't care about your relationship status. I just want your horse kids.
Equestrian Children's Association.
We should start screening ads before we run
it. Yeah. Yeah. Really, yeah, they're getting really problematic. On the back of a horse.
And also running beside the horse.
Walking through the city to 75 Oxford Street, the horse whisperer and the detectives chat.
Just hanging out.
Just hanging out.
So you already knew where he was.
Yeah. And I keep saying we should have gone there first. And then he was like, yeah, but think of all the paint shops we could go to.
Why did you need to go to all of the paint shops? Surely if he's been to one paint shop, then you already have your answer.
I told you she was good.
Yeah, we didn't think of that.
If anything, it's better that he went to 100. That made him way bigger a target. If he went to one niche store, that seems way more discreet.
I told you she was good.
Yeah, and he did use a credit card with his name on it too.
It sounds like the guy knew him personally.
I can't believe you stopped to get a second horse and you didn't get me one and you won't let me on the ones you've got.
I'm more surprised that they're just letting us walk around with our guns out like this.
Why do you have a gun?
He gave me one.
I gave him my gun. I told you, I don't think I'm cut out to be police detective, man.
What?
I've been denying it my whole life.
You were born to be a police detective, sorry.
not according to my father. I don't know if I told you this, but my father wanted me to be a clown.
Shut up, stop talking.
Please. He would stretch my feet every day.
Shut the hell up, please. I hate this so much.
You've never told me this before in all our years of friendship.
Well, I never thought anyone would want to listen. See, every single time
Oh, my goodness, please stop. Please shut up.
Every time I talk about my past, my partner here just rolls his eyes and looks like he's going to be sick.
This is why I drink.
It's just nice to talk about my past like this.
Denise, listen, Ronald McDonaldson. You need to give up on the dream.
Denise, he looks really sad. Give him a sugar cube.
sugar cube. Humans don't like that. Like horses. I forgot what you were for a second.
Just trying to do something nice.
Okay, sugar cube. I'll try.
Tell him it's from me.
Sugar cube wants me to give you the sugar cube.
What? Ronald McDonaldson just stares at it. and a single tear starts falling from his eye.
You have the personality of a horse.
I know. That's why my dad wanted me to be a clown.
It all makes sense.
He said, you can be a clown and you can be a trick pony person at a circus. You could be both. He said, you never see anything so crazy.
Wouldn't it be crazier to see a clown policeman with the personality of a horse doing tricks on the street?
That might be the worst superhero idea ever.
But wouldn't that be even crazier?
You're right, that would be very, very crazy.
You know, it would be crazy if we built a plane out of marshmallows and tried to fly to the moon.
His father would probably love that.
Why have you always cut down my dreams, detective?
Because your dreams are my nightmares.
As they're dreaming together, they come to 28 Oxford Street, the ground floor with the glass doors.
28 Oxford Street, that's great. Only another 52 to go since it was 75 Oxford Street.
No.
And they keep walking and they get to it.
They get to it. And as they arrive, so does Barry and Nick.
Osfus. Hello, hello, horse. How are you?
Very good.
Thank you. Didn't ask how I am.
How are you?
How are you? Wait, are you talking to the horse?
Yeah. Are you talking to the horse?
Wait, are you a horse whisperer as well?
Is that a horse? Oh, that's crazy. No.
No,
wait,
you
is
are.
That, are you,
you
saying
are.
Nay as in no?
Nay.
No, she is.
Oh, okay.
But she's also a horse.
You single?
I must stop this now.
Offer him a sugar cube.
No sugar cube, you slut. Stop.
All of a sudden, Barry's standing next to Nick, being like, this makes so much sense. Why you despise humans so much? You love horses more than people.
Yeah, man, and I'm hungry. I could really go a sugar cube right now.
An actual sugar cube or this horse sugar cube?
I could go either way. Hey.
All of a sudden, Nick jumps up onto the back of Sugar Cube and starts stroking her mane.
Hey, how about we, you and me, move on from this and go on to the cops or something?
Sugar Cube bolts off into the distance with
no,
Nick on
Sugar
the back.
Sugar Cube!
What? Hey. No, that's Nick! No, he's my last one that I'm meant to be killing!
What?
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 What? Oh, no.
I knew it. You were the question mark killer the whole time.
No, I'm not the question mark killer.
You just said you were going to kill that man.
No.
We got him, boys.
What's your name?
Barry.
No, that's not Mark. Dang it.
I can show you where Mark is.
And question mark killer walks through the glass doors. Hello!
How did he walk straight through the
glass? Oh, my God! It shattered everywhere.
Barry, come on up. I'll take you to where the murder victim is.
Can we all go?
These are policemen. You are the worst killer
Barry,
everywhere.
Barry, I hidden can't. In plain sight.
Can't be him. It definitely can't
it's
be him.
It's too obvious.
Barry, how about you and I go up to that woman that you wanted to kill and wanted me to kill, and so that we can chat about things and I can thank you personally for all the work that you have given me. I think it's been about... What's how many people? A dozen from this institution that I've taken off because of you. And how about we just go and celebrate together by doing the next one together?
Is that okay, officers?
Can we come along? We just need to get up to the top floor. There's a big. We need to take another paint sample.
Question mark?
Yes, sir. Off they go up onto the top of the building. So close to getting the killer, yet so far. And we jump across town to where Sugar Cube and Nick are on a beautiful romantic date.
So, how high can you jump?
Want to see?
Mm-hmm. More water for the table, sorry?
Yes, please. Do you want some water, honey? Yep.
Okay.
Can you put it in a bucket? She's got a big head.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, it's beautiful. Can you make my water with tequila instead of water?
So you want just straight tequila?
Oh, honey, what do you think? She's saying we should get tequila. How about we get some tequila?
So we don't serve alcohol to horses.
Is this a why the long face joke? Is that what's happening here? Because a horse walks into a bar and you're going to say what a long face to my beautiful girl?
I would never do that, sir. But also, she is a horse. So if I did say why the long face, it would be very funny. But I wouldn't do it.
I dare you.
Sugar Cube looks down on the waitress.
You're so tall.
About 6'5".
I'll get you some tequila. Is there anything else you would like?
Sugar cubes.
Sugar cubes.
Oh, hey, if we're going to do shots, should we get it, you know, where you get the lime and the salt lick? That's a horse joke because the salt lick. Very smart. I'm funny.
The waitress scurries to the back of the bar.
Nick and Sugar Cube look lovingly into each other's eyes.
What? I'm trying to look into your eyes, but the eyes are on the side of your head because you're a horse, so you got to like look sideways.
She turns her head from side.
Hey, who are you looking at over there?
Nick.
Yeah.
As we are having this time, I just can't help but think of the beautiful Denise.
Denise.
Who is on a very dangerous mission. I must be there for her.
I see how it is. And no one has got any time for Nick.
Nick, let's do it together.
Okay.
And then after, if you care for me, if you stay with me and go through this storm with me, then maybe Denise will let me go home with you.
I would ride you into hell itself.
Into the gates of Mordor together.
Yeah. You and me, baby.
Let's do it.
He jumps on and they smash through the window.
What's going to happen with the murderers? What's going to happen with the lovers? Find out after this break.
Final word from our sponsors, both the first sponsor, which was the Generation Alpha, and in association with
Horse Children's,
the Children's Association. Equestrian Association.
That's the one.
Yep.
A joint advertisement.
This summer, Generation Alpha goes to the stables.
Yo, this smells like bad. No cat, bro. Yeah.
Well, that kid is mentally unstable.
Whoa.
Oh, bro. I've got like so many followers, so I'm like so stable. I'm like, I actually get a lot of money from what I do online. Do you even know what the internet is?
What happens when self-entitled pricks of children are made to look after and fend for horses? No, tend to horses.
See, so we're here to like to teach the horses like the ways of Generation Alpha, like what we did with the
I have
people.
No interest in your generation, boy. Now take me to eat apples.
Well, I like the old people better. They're a bit more open-minded.
They learned the dances faster.
Yeah.
I can't do that because
I don't have
heads.
If you want apple, eat this.
That's a phone.
That's an apple.
Apple phone.
Apple phone.
Hilarity ensures every episode as the generation gap between Generation Alpha and Generation Horse People becomes unpalpable. I don't know. I was reaching for a word and that's what came out. This is improv. Things happen.
Oh, man. This stinks.
Yeah, I can't feel it. It's so unpalpable.
Yeah. Bruh. Wow.
It's tension.
Shib, what if we like...
Humans, I've shit.
Witness this beautiful story as a horse changes these self-entitled people.
Yeah, what if it was like Old Town Road?
yo, let's teach him.
But we actually rode the horse.
We actually rode them into the old town?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Look at me, I'm flossing.
Coming to a streaming service this summer. Check it out. Generation Alpha. No to the stables.
No cap.
No cap.
No cap.
No cap.
No cap. No cap.
We are on the top floor. We've been a lot in this blank room. We have Barry, the question mark killer, the sidekick, and the three policemen all in the same room.
Well, so here we are.
There's a bunch of horses as well. They've all followed the horse whisperer.
Welcome, everyone. So this is the room where I organise all of the murders and all of the, just organise my life, my morning routine, but specifically how I'm going to murder people because of, where people contact
Hang
me.
Hang on a second. And I think you might be the question mark killer.
Wait. Let him finish.
Let him finish. Yeah. Let him go. Let him talk.
And Barry's one of my best clients, so I just wanted to publicly thank him. Thank you.
I have a very similar
thank you,
voice
Barry.
To Ronald
thank
McDonald.
You, Barry.
Making
Barry.
Things really difficult.
And, so this is our next murder victim. Say hello.
Hello.
This is Candace.
I'm Candace.
And
I
Barry.
I really think this might be the question mark killer.
Let them talk. It's too obvious.
Can't be.
Barry's been great. And this is, I think, the last of the murders that he wanted me to do. Oh, was there more, Barry? Do you want more people murdered?
Barry shakes his head disappointingly at the killer.
No more. So just the last
it
one.
It was meant to be the whole floor. I know I didn't give you very much information at the start, but you should have caught on being the question mark killer. I wanted the whole floor done, and it was going to end with Nick. And you've screwed everything up. And now you've brought the cops into your own lair for your own downfall. You have to be the most stupid killer I have ever met.
Wait! What's your name?
Barry.
No, it's not Mark.
This is Mark. Oh. This man before you admitting that he is a murderer is Mark. He's the man you've been chasing this whole time.
Yeah, but I still feel like it's you, though. Got a hunch.
Oh, my God.
He's too obvious.
Way this, too obvious.
This is the issue with being in HR, is that everyone is so much more stupid than you. You're always fixing up other people's mistakes. Even the police in this town are stupid and below me. And
hey,
can't
that
do
is
the job
unpalpable.
Right. See, you're saying shit that makes no sense in any context whatsoever. I am Barry. I was the one who wanted the Damien killed. I'm the one who wanted Charlotte killed.
Why did you ask for Candace?
Candace. I don't care. They're all C names to me.
You can't say that. That's a HR violation.
I don't care anymore.
Barry.
I am beyond all of you.
Minions, get Barry to shut up. He's being too obvious.
Stop, you're being too obvious. Stop
Do you
it.
Not see you're smarter than this man?
Stop
you're
it.
Working for an idiot, which makes you an idiot for the, working for an idiot.
The minion runs up and boops him on the nose. No! And stop that now. He's not the killer. We're not killers.
Wait.
What?
No, minion, what are you doing?
What?
Don't say
Mark's
that.
Mark's not the killer.
No,
what are you doing?
Mark's not the
Stop lying.
I'm
Police
trying to
pull
help.
Out the handcuffs. I think we've seen enough here. I, the clown horse detective, have figured it out.
You did not speak the whole time. I figured it out, and you're riding my coattails.
Nope. These two are the killers, and Barry has contracted them to kill the whole office floor.
Well, that's funny, because I've been looking for them for some personal reasons.
What?
Question mark.
Question mark. My name is Asta Risk. I'd like you to join my punctuation villains society.
With run by exclamation mark?
Yes, the very being himself. It's, I don't know what it is.
Asterix, please. Is Colin there?
Sometimes. When he's necessary.
So it's semicolon.
Yeah, yeah, we can get semicolon.
Oh. I can't believe it. This whole time I thought this was just a simple murder case, but it runs deep into the most evil criminal underground in the city. We hear your stories of the punctuation killer society. I didn't think it was true.
Well, hey, you've been working with the best police officer in this city, but the little asterisk is me. No, that sorry, I'm not very good at these villain speeches, I'm sorry. Handcuff yourself.
Okay. And what about Shadow Horse Whisperer?
Denise?
Denise.
Okay, Denise, killer?
Whoa, we don't have to. I'll just handcuff myself. That sounded like a good option.
I already used my handcuffs on a horse.
He has on a horse?
Yeah, we don't have spares.
If only there were two people who we haven't seen in a while and a story we haven't wrapped up yet who could come in and maybe save us.
And as he says a specific thing, a horse jumps into the room.
What, from this ground?
From the bottom all the way to the top.
Smacking through the window.
That's way more than 2 meters.
Hey. Hey. Hey, guys.
Sugar Cube, we have to get out of here.
Hey, let's Nick's go. Here too.
And Nick, yeah.
And Nick.
Hey guys.
Jump different to Nick.
Jump on my back.
Quick, thank let's you, jump Sugar on his Cube. Back and escape.
Her back.
Her back. Oh, I'm so sorry. They
get
jump.
Off of Nick.
I'll jump on Nick's back. You jump on Shadow Cube's back.
Let's go.
And this weird domino of human and horse jumps back out the window.
All the way to Terrigal.
Leaving the asterisk killer the
they
question.
They forgot about Candace.
Well.
And at that moment, an important man in a suit comes past and says, pops in. Candace, been waiting for that meeting.
Oh, yes, sir, yes.
To talk about your mental health.
It's not doing great, sir, at the moment.
Yes, you've lost a great friend recently.
Sorry, this seems like it's meant to be a private conversation. Do you guys want to like head out?
Yes, we'll leave. We'll leave.
Just come back when you're done.
We'll come back when we're done.
Barry, the question mark killer, and Asterix walk off into the distance. Oh, we're quite evil, it seems.
Yeah. Hey, are you killing him? Are you killing him?
Oh, yeah, we don't need him
anymore.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah. And he runs away.
That's okay. He's harmless. Well, I guess we start to put a full stop in this city.
But first we need to complete our team. I'm sorry this sounds a little bit racist, but we need to go track down quote Asian.
Okay.
I
next
apologize.
Time.
I'm sorry.
Next time on Apes on the Airwaves.
No one be quotation.
No one is quotation.
Oh, there's backing music for our next time.
Welcome to the secret society of punctuation. Unfortunately, quotation can't be here tonight.
Thank goodness.
Thank God.
We now run this city.
All right, everyone, just going for a hashtag selfie. Hashtag selfie.
Oh, hashtag you son of a bitch. Oh, Nick.
Hey, Sugar Cube. I was wondering if, like, you know, like you, I don't know, like you'd jump over some stuff with me and get a couple drinks and start a bar fight or something.
If you give me a sugar cube.
Oh, no. Would you, like, would you, do you want, would you marry me?
So, am I, are we allowed to? Is that allowed?
And then he pulls out a gold horseshoe with diamonds on it. Dang it.
Thank you, everyone, for coming out to this very special night. We've been doing live shows for a while. Oh, that's so beautiful. We've been doing live shows for a while, and then we started doing this podcast at the end of last year, and we always wanted to do a live recording. So thank you so much for coming out.
If you haven't listened to the podcast, please check out the podcast. It's lots of fun. And as Rose knows, you can email us, podcast@partyofapes.com.
Any questions you have, any stories that you've had in your life that you'd like us to share and talk about and maybe make a radio play of, please send it in. If you have any fan art, if you just have a funny idea, if you have anything that you want to influence a podcast episode, send it in. Yeah.
You guys control us in a very real way.
Yeah.
And we hope to see you at the next live show, which is in June.
Next live show, we'll be doing another play, a full-length play. We're still in discussions about the style, but if you want to see us actually acting and moving around on stage, come check that one out. Please tell your friends as well. Listen to the podcast. Bring them along to the next show. We love doing this. We love you guys. Anything else?
Thank you all so much for coming.
Thank you for coming out.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday, Gabby.
Happy birthday, Gabby.
Congratulations on
my gift to you.
Luke's assistant.
You're welcome.
All right, love you guys.
Party of Apes!
Party of Apes!